And now West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, beautiful weather predicted for Saturday. The perfect setting for the 42nd annual Harrelson County Wildlife Association Kids Trout Fishing Rodeo.
We start at 7:30. Registration begins. Fishing is from 8 to 2. We'll be fully stocked with trout and catfish. Catch 8 fish. If you are between the ages of 0 and 15, handicapped persons and senior citizens 65 and older, we'll register you when you come in and give you a ticket, and we're going to be giving out over 60 door prizes.
Event coordinator Kate Smith promoting the event on a recent B92 Country Morning Show.
If you don't fall in the participation category, you're still welcome to come and just enjoy the day. We're going to have concessions all day long while supplies last. We've got bouncy houses. Archery is going to be put on by the Department of Natural Resources for Georgia. And everything is no charge.
The 42nd annual Harrelson County Wildlife Association Kids Trout Fishing Rodeo from 8 o'clock until 2 on Saturday at Smith's Farm, located at 2585 Corinth-Poseyville Road. The Felton community consoling the family of a 16-year-old boy who died on Wednesday following an outside accident. Funeral services to celebrate the life of Hunter Brock Barrett will be held Monday, May 13th at 1 o'clock in the chapel of the Smith and Miller Funeral Home. Interment will follow in the Center Baptist Church Cemetery in Felton. Wednesday afternoon, investigators with the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to Salem Church Road in Tallapoosa. In reference to a death investigation, it was revealed that a tree service had been working on the property for several days. They were attempting to get a tree down when it twisted and came down in the wrong direction. When the tree service owner was checking around the tree, he observed his 16-year-old son under part of the tree. The son had been in a vehicle earlier, and no one was aware that he had moved. First responders were sent to the address, and unfortunately, life-saving measures could not help the youth. Hunter's family describing him as a fun-loving guy who brought joy and laughter to all who knew him. He had lots of hobbies, including riding motorcycles, raising roosters, and selling them. He was an avid outdoorsman, enjoying time outside whenever possible. West Georgia Technical College holding a groundbreaking ceremony next Thursday at its Murphy campus in Waco to kick off construction on the new Murphy Industrial Building. The new facility will introduce trade and tech programs to the Murphy campus, which currently lacks an industrial and manufacturing curriculum. The building will accommodate the commercial truck driving, apprentice line worker, and welding programs and feature a 40-booth welding lab, classrooms, and community space. And a busy weekend on the University of West Georgia campus with graduate level and undergraduate level commencement ceremonies, all ceremonies taking place at the Coliseum. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.